Strange Music.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Strange Music Podcast Interviews. My name is Victor Sandoval, and I'll be your host for today. And I am very excited for today's show because we have two very special guests joining us today. Of course, I'm talking about Jamie Madrox and Monoxide. Twisted from Psychopathic Records will be live with us on the show today. I have my fig already. I hope you guys do, too. We're going to have some fun today. You know, these guys have some guest appearances on two of the biggest Strange Music releases of the year, Prozac's Paranormal and Chris Calico's Kickin' and Screamin'. We're going to be talking to Twisted about their work on each album, as well as get a little bit of insight from them on their relationship with Strange Music. As you all know, it goes a few years back. I'm sure a lot of you recall the first time that they worked together. We're going to get into that a little bit today. We're also going to be talking to, about their big tour right now, Chaos and Chronic Tour. I'm sorry. I'm a little hyper on Monster. It also features the Cottonmouth Kings, Blazing Dead Homie, and Big B. Big tour going all around the country. We're going to talk to them today about that, get some more info about the tour, and see what the tour life is all about. I can already see we have a lot of callers today, so if you would like to talk to Twisted, please call us at 347-994-3066 and press 1 to talk to Twisted. In the interest of getting to everyone, I'm going to ask you to please be mindful of the length of your question and or comments. I can already feel we're going to have a lot of callers today. A lot of juggalos, a lot of Strange Music fans. You're all going to want to talk to Twisted, and why wouldn't you, right? Before we jump into it today, though, I want to remind you all that Prozac's Paranormal is coming out on Tuesday. Time is running out to pre-order this album. Now, when you pre-order the album, you get an exclusive autographed copy of the album. You get an exclusive T-shirt. You get a full-color sticker and a bonus-free download of the unreleased track, Last Will and Testament. Dope track. You don't want to miss out on this album, and you don't want to miss out on the pre-order. And if you caught the music video that just released recently, Until Then, from Prozac, then you know what you're in for. Paranormal, of course, you're going to want to get that, and it features Twisted, so why wouldn't you want to pre-order that? Right here, I can see the line's already filling up with a lot of you guys and your questions. I see a lot of questions about the tour coming up, so let me just remind you real quickly, Twisted is on tour, and you can get all the information for their tour dates at twisted.com right now. Let's see what some of you guys have to say. I want to get some questions for you guys, and, you know, who knows? Maybe you guys have some things to ask that I didn't think of. So let's go to Michelle in New Mexico. Michelle.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm going good.
Good, good. Well, you know, we have Twisted on the show today. What do you want to hear from them today?
Well, I just want to hear, first of all, why don't they really come to New Mexico that much? And there's another topic I was going to ask is, what do they think about the Juggalos being a gang?
Okay, all right. And you're talking, of course, about all the stuff that happened with the FBI classifying them as a gang and all that?
Yep, and the kids out here thinking that you have to get jumped into the gang.
Okay, all right. That's a new aspect of it that I hadn't heard before. Okay, definitely. We're gonna see what they think about that. Definitely a very big deal happening within the Juggalo community. I know a lot of you guys are always talking about this online. I see it, so definitely something we'll get to. Let's go to Bentley in Minnesota. Bentley, what's up?
Just chilling.
All right. Well, Twist is going to be on the show today. What are you looking to get out of him today?
I don't know. It's like my first time calling. You know, I just wanted to say what's up to him and ask him that question earlier.
Okay, no, definitely. Well, we're going to stay on the line, man. They're going to be joining us any minute. Do you want to know anything about what they're doing, the tour, maybe their next album?
Stuff like that, yeah, like next album-wise, and yeah.
Okay, definitely, man. Bentley, stay on the line, man. We're going to have Twisted on here any minute now. Spencer in New Mexico, what is up?
Whoop, whoop, what up? Just chilling
all right,
out,
man. We just got our first whoop of the show, so I feel like the show has been blessed, so to speak.
Yeah, what I'm chilling out in the 505, out in the Navajo Reservation. My question for Twisted and the whole label of Psychopathic is, what is the inspiration of coming down next month to Farmington, New Mexico?
Okay, very cool. Definitely, we'll get to a lot of those tour questions and all that kind of thing. Like I said, if you're listening, Twisted is currently on tour, and you can find out more about that at twisted.com. It has all the tour dates listed, the Chaos and Chronic Tour featuring Cottonmouth Kings, Blaze Your Dead Homie, and Big B. If it's coming through your town, you'll definitely want to check that out. Twisted puts on a great show. AJ in Pensacola, what's up?
What's up? How's it going? I was just curious to know what they're going to do with the next album and when, if ever, they're going to come to Pensacola because they need to, because Florida's left out.
Okay, definitely. We'll ask them about those tour dates. Like I said, the tour dates are on Twisted.com, but we'll ask them, you know, if your city is not on there, well, maybe the next tour. And I know they do have a new album coming out. I'm going to let them speak on that new album. I'll let them talk about that. I know there's been rumblings about what's going on with that album, so we'll get that from them today. Nicole in Illinois.
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on?
Well, I guess my question for Twisted would be, how do they pick and choose who they talk to on Twitter? Because I'm sure they get mad love from everybody. And I've got to personally talk to them, and I just want to know how they pick the people they talk to.
Right. It seems like they switch off a lot, like either Monoxide or Mandrax will jump on there and talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
no,
it's
definitely.
It's important to talk to them.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. We'll ask them about that. We'll ask them about Twitter. We always like to ask everyone about their Twitter accounts and what it's like to interact with the fans. I know Twisted's Twitter account, I believe, is at TweetMeSoHard. If I'm mistaken, correct me when one of you gets on the line, but I believe that's it. J-Lock from Tampa.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
What's going on,
man? I was just wanting to ask Twisted. You know, they've got the VIP thing going on. I've already got my VIP for Tech N9ne's tour. And I was just wondering if they, you know, kind of took a cue from them, you know, the Strange Music crew, in organizing their VIP packages because they're both off the hook, man.
Okay, and you're for those who don't know, you are talking about the VIP package for the Chaos and Chronic tour.
Yes, and for the Hostile Takeover tour, they both seem pretty similar, and it's not something Twisted's really been doing a lot of recently.
Right, excellent. Okay, no, we'll ask them about that. And you bring up, shout out to J-Lock, you brought this up. You can go to Twisted.com and get their information for their tour, but you also brought up Tech N9ne's Hostile Takeover tour, currently going through the U.S. right now, the longest tour in rap history, and you can get the information on that at StrangeVIP.com. VIP packages are available for that. You know, what else can you ask for? You get Tech N9ne, Machine Gun Kelly, Chris Calico, Stevie Stone, Prozac, and Mayday. Excellent lineup. Two giant rap tours going on right now. Very cool time to be a fan. Ryan in Washington, what's up? Ryan, you with us? Okay, I don't know. Maybe Ryan is busy with the Fago at the moment. We'll get back to him. Aaron in Seattle.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. I just wanted to ask you, you know, how do you feel about, I know Seth's crew does things a little bit different than some of the other artists in Strange. I wanted to know how you guys feel about them signing with you guys.
Okay, oh, so you're asking me how we feel about Seth's crew signing?
Nah, how Twisted feels about
okay.
Seth's crew.
Okay, all right. No, yeah, I was a little confused for a second. No, I will, that's actually a very cool question, man. I got to ask Twisted how up on their Seth's crew they are. Absolutely, I will ask them that. Very cool question. Seth's crew, those are our guys. We love them. Damn. Awesome question. I'm actually going to make note of that one. Taylor in Texas, what's up?
Hi. I wanted to ask what Twisted thought about the ICP interview that was on the news. They were talking about, I don't know, some controversial things.
Okay. And this was something that just happened recently? Oh, did we lose Taylor? All right. Another one succumbed to the Fago. Okay, I got to take this caller because that's kind of an awesome name. Lil Poop in Cali.
Oh, yeah, what's good? What's good?
All right, now is this, you'll have to forgive me. I'm not the one who writes this down, but is this Lil Poot or Lil Poop?
Lil Poop, P-O-O-P.
Okay.
And if you don't like me, I know you can eat a bowl of me.
All right. That's kind of awesome. What's up, man? So Twist is going to be on the line. What do you have to say?
I was just wondering what Monoxide Mama City looked like, if they was big and if they was small, and if, you know, if maybe
Are you still with us? Because, okay, all right. Seriously, what's going on, folks? Are you all drinking the Fago? You're all too busy right now? Michelle in New Mexico, we are keeping you on the line. Balin in Oklahoma. Cool name, man. What's up?
What up, man? Just chilling.
All right. You know, Twitch is going to be on the line with us in just any moment now. What do you want to hear from them today?
I just want to know what Tech's like, you know, when he's not in the studio making music, and what he's like, you know, in person.
Okay, so you're asking Twisted what it's like to be around Tech.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely cool. And yeah, excellent question. You know, Tech and Twisted have worked together a couple of times over the years. Oh, Twisted is on the line. Where do we have them? Here they are. Hello?
Hello?
What up?
Oh,
hello.
Jamie Madrox from Knoxville. What's up, guys?
Two large cheeses with pepperoni and mushrooms on half of it.
No, this is a Strange Music Podcast, not Domino's, motherfucker. Put the
what?
Phone. Hello? Are you there?
We ain't got the dog beats,
man. Hung up on us now because you're unprofessional.
What?
Are you guys still there?
Guys, what's up?
Yeah, we want double cheese on that. No, I'm just saying. How y'all doing, man?
Good, man. First of all, thank you both for joining us today. Very awesome to have you on.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yes.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have a lot of your fans here on the line. They've been asking a lot of great questions, and we're going to get to them because we definitely want them to get to talk to you guys. But first, let's just jump right into it and get really into it. You are, of course, on a Strange Music Podcast, so, of course, I have to ask. You guys are going to be on two of the biggest Strange Music releases this year. I'm talking about Prozac's Paranormal and Chris Calico's Kickin' and Screamin'. And we are going to talk about those, but before we get to that, I want to ask you guys a little bit about your relationship with Strange Music over the years and how you first encountered Strange Music.
All right.
The first time we met Tech was actually in an in-store. We were doing the Dark Lotus in-store in Kansas City, and we walked into the store, and it was, like, completely covered in Tech 9 stuff. And we were like, whoa, who's this dude? And then not even like 15 minutes later, here he comes, and he walks, you know what I mean? Super cool-ass dude, just showing love, because we were in his backyard, you know what I mean? And that's exactly how we met him.
Okay, and then, you know, branching off of that, obviously you guys had him on the Green Book album. How did that collaboration come to be?
Well, after meeting him, we listened to his music, and we were like, God damn,
awesome.
He's amazing, you know what I mean? The Juggalos need to hear him. You know what I mean? So we take pride in that. You know what I mean? Like, we brought him over here and turned him on, turned these kids on to that talented son of a B.
No, definitely. I think that's something a lot of Juggalos will agree with you. I recall around that era, a lot of Juggalos were getting into Tech and sort of talking about him a lot on the website. So I totally understand what you mean. Going off of that now, we're going to talk about Prozac's album, Paranormal. Now, I know you guys are really close with Prozac, actually. You guys are featured on a new album. Tell me about the song that you're featured on, and tell me about the relationship that you've had with Prozac.
We're close with Prozac. He comes over our house every Sunday for spaghetti dinner and bread. We hang out. He's like a member of our family.
I call him Steven.
Yeah.
I don't call him Prozac.
I only call him Prozac when I'm talking to him third person. But when I'm talking to him directly, I call him Steve. Sometimes Stevie. But that's my dog, man. We're cool as hell with Prozac. It's been a cool relationship since we got real close with him and shit. We toured with him a lot. He's good people, man. So whenever, anytime he's ever doing anything, it's an honor to be a part of this project. And you know what I mean? And anytime we're doing anything and we reach out to him, it's like no question. He's got our back. You know what I mean? That's that family love right there. That's the true definition of it.
And the song is massive. The concept he came up for, you know, the line
man.
In the middle, your funeral, your living. When you look at your tombstone, there's two dates. You know what I mean? There's a date you were born and a date you died. But what really matters is that little line in the middle of those two dates. That's your life. You know what I mean? And I thought that was fucking genius.
That's the Hitchcock of hip-hop, motherfucker.
Right.
That's what that is.
No, definitely. And you guys are both coming out of the same era. What was it like coming up in that hip-hop scene?
It sucked. Detroit is a cutthroat city. Everybody and every man for themselves. So when you can find, you know what I mean, another artist that really isn't looking, you know, to cut your throat on every fucking thing you do, it's good. You know what I mean? And business aside, we're friends. You know what I mean? It's not just, like I said, it ain't just Prozac or... You know, we're first names with these motherfuckers.
Right, we sit there and talk about fucking horror movies till the sun comes up and then be like, all right, now go to your tour bus and go to bed, motherfucker. We got a show tomorrow.
Right, you know what I mean? It's like we all came up together. Not necessarily on the same label, but we all kind of came up together. So we have this bond, you know what I mean? And I think that shit is forever. We don't have a lot of friends in music.
We don't.
And Strange and Potluck, and that's about it.
Right, exactly. So we actually stay real close to the motherfuckers that we are down with because they're far and few between. So when we find good friends, we hold on to them and cherish them.
And we hate just about everybody.
We do.
That's cool.
When we really like somebody, it's really important to us.
Oh,
we love as hard as we hate.
Yes.
No, very cool. You got to keep the people you like, you got to keep them close.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, when it's genuine, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, even in life, it's hard to find genuine friends.
Absolutely.
So,
now,
we just got lucky, I think. It's just lucky that our genuine friends happen to be uber-talented mofoers.
No, you know what? I think we're going to start calling everyone super-talented mofoers. That's the best adjective I've heard in a while.
Yeah, that's what we do. We go around the country coming up with great colloquialisms.
Something that I really wanted to address with you guys is, you know, artists like you and Prozac are sometimes boxed into this horrorcore label. And, you know, especially in Prozac's case, I know he's talked a lot about it and said sort of, you know, I don't like that. I'm paranormal to the industry. I am all these other things. How do you guys react when someone sort of boxes Twisted into the same label?
We don't mind it because it is what we are. We are horror music on a CD, flat out. We embrace it. We don't hide from it. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to pull the wool over anybody's eyes.
We are the alternative to what you hear. Absolutely. Just like Prozac would say he's the paranormal to us, it's the same difference. We're the freak shows of the industry, man. You see us and it's monsters walking your way. We know what we are. We know you know what we are. So why should we call it anything different?
Right. We embrace it 100%. We are the wicked shit.
All right, and the two of you guys have been doing this for a really long time. Even now in 2012, do you still find that you're sort of being held back by certain aspects of the industry because of the music that you make?
No, I mean, I wouldn't say held back.
I was like, absolutely, motherfucker.
No, hell no. You know, we could do whatever we want. If we wanted to sell out and make fucking punk music, we could. If we wanted to sell out and do commercial rock, we could. We could do anything. We choose
this. What he's saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think what you're saying is that if the industry was more open-minded to the music that we do, are we mad about that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, really, maybe held back wasn't the best choice of words. More like, are you still being blocked in certain areas of the industry? You know, like, it's like all these guys make this kind of music. Let's not let them do this.
No, it ain't really like that anymore. It's like, honest to God, as long as we've been in the game, we're still getting bigger. You know what I mean? The word is still out. I still say we're, you know, music's biggest kept secret.
We're still underground, absolutely.
Right, 100%. And if it mattered what the industry really thought, we probably wouldn't be doing what we're doing. You know what I mean? The industry doesn't control us. We do what we want, and we present it the way that we want it, and it's for a certain amount of people that accept it, and that's for life. That'll never change.
Yeah, everything is the way it is because of a reason. We see what happens to the people that get the industry love. They get it for, like, 2 seconds. Look at Marilyn Manson. He was on top of the world for, like, Antichrist Superstar, and then he fell off or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Corn, Limp Bizkit.
All of them.
I mean, let's go down the line.
Pretty much everyone who gets the mainstream love. You're on the cover of Rolling Stone, bam, you're on MTV, bam, you're gone. Now everybody's like, remember when people used to like them and they make fun of it? And it's like, that's what I hate about it. And now if we could correct that, and if you reach stardom, you remain stardom forever, that's how it should be. It should be like the fucking Hall of Fame. You don't get in the Hall of Fame, and then once you're in the Hall of Fame, they're drawing mustaches on your velvet pictures, you know what I mean, and making fun of you, and, oh, man, I can't believe you used to listen to that shit. That's what I hate. Now, if we could fix that, it would be better. But those are the reasons why we don't want to get that status, because we don't want mustaches drawn on our pictures.
Right. But we do give mustache rides.
Yes.
Well, Jamie don't, because he can't grow a mustache.
I can't grow a mustache. It is not in my character, sir.
No, it's cool, man. Not everyone can grow a mustache.
Right.
You sound a little upper lip-y challenged yourself.
Hey, don't you question him.
I'm just asking.
You know, I almost don't know where to go from the mustache comment, but let's just shoot right over to this Chris Calico album. I really am eager to get your guys' insight on this because Kicking and Screaming coming out, you guys are featured on two different tracks, which is really cool. And Chris has been really excited about this because he's been telling everyone that he's never heard Twisted rap like this. And
bro,
I
don't know what happened because, I mean, we got calls from Chris, from Travis, from Prozac, from Tech's next door neighbor, from Travis's great aunt, from fucking Chris Callie's cousins.
Everybody
like, man, I cannot believe what y'all did on this record. And we're just like, oh, well, that's just what we do.
We're like, is it okay? Like, what did we do?
Right.
You know?
So, yeah, I agree. Whatever it is that we did, they're fucking just fantastically thankful and gratuitous, you know what I mean?
And all the while, we're just happy to be here, man. That's awesome, man. We're glad they love it as much as we love doing it, for real.
Right.
Awesome. And just to throw on top of that, no, I do agree with them. I heard you guys on Dixie Cup, and for all of our listeners, you guys are going to go crazy when you hear Twisted on this. I would agree with a lot of what Travis and Chris and everyone else have to say, man. You guys really snapped off on this track.
Wow, thank you.
Awesome, man. Thanks, brother.
Well, that is just the beginning, because we have perfected our craft, and you can hear it on that record. You can hear the difference in us. And when you hear our new record, you're just going to be like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. So are the fans. We're going to get to that, just that. Actually, we are going to get to that. Obviously, Dixie Cup is the one track on Kicking and Screaming, but you guys did another one, and this one the fans don't know so much about. What can you tell me about this other feature that you did?
The other feature is a little more serious.
It's a deep track.
Right. I won't say like Wicked Shit serious, but it's just deep. It's more in tune with what's going on in the world right now. You know what I mean? As opposed to Dixie Cup was like our party shit.
Yeah,
we just
get blew back. Yeah.
But this one was to kind of let you know. This song lets you know why we are the way that we are and how we got to the point that we are. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Definitely,
you know,
looking forward to that.
You understand? No, don't you hate that? Like, you do an interview with somebody and every other word is like, yeah, you know, I'm Paul, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're Twisty, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to, you know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes, I know what you're saying.
Yes. Okay.
You just want to insert that. Yes, I know what you're saying.
No, you don't have to worry about that. It's rapper lingo. We're all used to it.
Yeah,
every rapper ever loves
it,
to say
you have to like it. But do you know what we're saying?
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Thank you.
Obviously, you guys did Dixie Cup. Drinking song, you just mentioned it was a party anthem. We all know that Twisted is very weed friendly. We know. Let's not try to hide it. But are you guys big on drinking?
On drinking?
Yeah.
Jamie's an alcoholic.
I'm the number one alcoholic of the world.
Yeah, I don't drink myself like that. You know what I mean? I'll go out every now and then and we'll get blew back. But, yeah, Jamie is a full-on alcoholic.
When you give at shows, when you give me handfuls of weed, I give it to monoxide.
And when you
flames.
Give me bacon-flavored vodka, I give it to Mad Rock.
That's right. But don't tell nobody that. Because I like it better when they think that I have the weed and I don't give it to monoxide and I smoke it all to myself like a little greedy squirrel hoarding it, stuffing it in my tree.
The next show you guys go to, you're going to end up getting handfuls of bacon-flavored vodka.
Yeah, bacon-flavored vodka rules, man. I'm telling you, that's like a rarity. You got to go to like the far Norwegians in France or some shit and come back on a gondola with that shit. That shit is rare.
Or Meyer's liquor section.
Well, damn it, I was trying to make it sound fancy. Notice the pinky out when I was saying it.
His pinky was out.
It was out.
Well then, Madrox, and I guess I should direct this question to you, is do you have any remedies for hangovers that you want to share with us?
Believe it or not, I know it's going to sound like the stupidest shit in the world, but I swear to you, this is true as fuck. Exercise. Look,
nobody wanted to hear that shit.
Listen to the goddamn class, I swear to you. Listen. I perfected it. You get blew out, right? You wake up, you're sick. I mean something repetitive, like riding a bike or a treadmill or an
sweating.
Sweating, yes, seriously, that's the key. I swear to you.
Yes.
You close your eyes and you just do. Obviously, don't ride a bike outside because you'll run into a car. So you got to be indoors on some sort of stable machinery. But you close your eyes and you just sweat. And I promise you, 20, 30 plus minutes, you get off of that shit. You go take a shower. You're like, let's drink.
Yeah.
You're fine.
See, like a real alcoholic.
I'm talking puke green, and you're fine. Real shit.
I love it. I love
real
it.
Real talk, you know what I'm saying?
For all our listeners, there you go, man. There's a hangover remedy right from Jamie Madrox. What else did you ask for?
That no one will ever do, so it's all mine forever.
Yeah. I'll have to give that one a try sometime after some KCTs.
Just try it, dude. Just try it one time. I swear to you, you'll be like, that weird motherfucker was right. It works, I'm telling you.
After a long night of caribou.
Right. Not the last thing you want to do is exercise
right.
Or sweat. I mean, maybe if you have a sauna, if you're like among the upper crust of the world and you have your own sauna, I'm sure you could do the leisurely sweat. But for most of us who don't have, you know, the multi-million dollar mansion with its own sauna, we got to exercise and shake our cupcake.
No, you got to sweat it out. We're all just going to sweat it out.
I'm telling you, it works, baby. Works.
I do want to take a quick break for callers right now because you guys have a lot of callers here, and I know the fans are eager to talk to you guys. For our listeners, if you want to speak to Twisted, please call us at 347-994-3066 and press 1 to be put through. Again, I'll ask that you be considerate with your questions and comments as we're going to try to get to as many people as possible. Let's go straight to Matt in Florida. Matt, what's up?
What's up? What's up, Twisted?
What up, Matt?
I'm fucking cool, man. I'm pretty fucked up. I just wanted to know if you guys...
Are you cool, man?
What?
Are you cool, man?
I'm cool. All right.
I mean, are you cool?
I'm very cool.
All right, so I wanted to know. Proceed.
Well, when are you guys going to collaborate if... Or are you guys going to ever collaborate with either Elton John or Mick Jagger?
Yes, we actually have Mick Jagger on tour with us right now, and we're just trying to solidify exactly what we want him to do because he wants to sing, and we merely just want him to sound like a rooster.
We just want him to do the rooster on the album cover.
All right, so, yeah, we're just trying to figure that out. And as far as Elton John, he told us no.
That fucking dude. All right.
Well, you know, he's a rocket man.
It can only be because he worked with Timberland.
Right.
All right. Awesome question from Matt in Florida. I'll be looking forward to that collabo.
Yes. Listen for the rooster on the new record.
Listen for the rooster, guys. Let's go to Spencer in New Mexico. Let's see what's up.
What up, Spencer?
What up, Joe Spencer?
What up, Joe?
That's a strange name you have there, friend.
I'm just chilling, smoking on some weed, and I just had a question, and it's a deep honor to hear Twisted's voice because I'm cooked up collection fee, you know, some cool-ass prank calls.
I can't
so
make out.
Did
you just call me a masputo?
Nah, I said. I'm the cooked up
collection
fee.
Are you talking to him in other languages, goddammit?
Okay.
All right.
Spencer, did you get your question through?
My question is, how do you guys feel about heading out to Farmington, New Mexico with the whole Psychopathic members out in Farmington, New Mexico?
Oh, shit, it's a shit. You know, it's something, the hatchet attacks is something that we get to do together as a label once a year, and it's a fucking huge ordeal. It's like the gathering all smushed into one day, and everybody's there, and it's in the middle of fucking Farmington, New Mexico. And it's nuts.
Absolutely. After the church.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm going for sure. I have my ticket in my room, and I'm just killing days. That's all I'm just doing.
Yep, not long now. We will be there, and I'm sure Madrox will be drunk, and I'll be searching for weed.
That's right, and it'll be a good time, so stay out of trouble so you can go.
All right, awesome. Shout out to Spencer. Make sure you bring that bacon-flavored vodka, though. Don't show up without it.
Thank you, sir.
Real quick, actually, since you guys just mentioned Hatchet Attacks, where can people get information on that?
I'm sure you could go to psychopathic.com or twisted.com. It's like all over the place. Any related website to us, the Hatchet Gears, you know, that's probably where you can get the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over.
All right, excellent. Also, remember to check out twisted.com. Let's see what Nicole in Illinois has to say. Nicole.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What up? Are you coming here tonight? We're in Joliet. Where are you at?
You are not in Joliet, are you?
Yes, I am.
I'm right next to St. Louis.
Well, I'm sitting across the street from a PNC bank, and we're thinking about kicking in the doors.
Well, you can come my way, honey.
Oh, I bet I could.
I know you could. You done told me already. You don't play around.
See? My penis is very strange. But sorry, go ahead. What's going on?
Well, I was wondering, I've done personally talk to you on Twitter, and I was wondering, how do you pick the people you talk to? Do you look at the pictures and say, oh, that bitch has got some big tits, I'll talk to her?
No, if I see a chick with some big tits, I'll direct message her and say, hey, you've got some great tits. But that has nothing to do with...
Why did you direct message me?
Well, probably I'm not a titty man, so you'll never hear that out of me anyway. I'm an ass man, an ass man. So you got a picture of a nice fat ass maybe, but no, it's just, it is what it is. When we go on, we just start hitting whatever we can hit. There is no rhyme or reason. It is just, it is what it is. If we could talk to everybody, we would.
That's what I was going to say. That's a true statement. It's like, why don't we talk to some people? It's because we run out of time. I mean, we sit there.
Once we hop on, our timeline just starts jumping into hundreds.
Right.
Boop, boop, boop. So you might be
trying to talk to every single person on there. And the problem is people don't understand that although we are trying to hold a conversation with them, more times than not, the truth of the matter is we can only make one statement to you. So if you say, what's up, and we're like, hell yeah, what's up, you know, we're on to five other people touching base or replying to them, and then you're like, oh, shit, nothing, just shopping, and, you know, I'm going to get some Pampers and some Similac, and you're like, all right, that's dope, and then you're still answering more, and then you're like, what happened? Would you leave? And it's like, it's hard to keep full-on, you know, conversations like it's a chat room. It's,
right.
You know what I mean?
But don't take it personal. You know, we don't talk to people because of any reason, and we don't not talk to people
for any reason.
I'm
sure we've talked to you before. Don't lie.
Oh,
tell the truth. Huh?
You have. There's no doubt.
I know
I got two messages. I'm special, motherfuckers. I got two messages.
Hey, everybody that's in this family is special, motherfucker. So you know that.
Yep.
We just don't always get to show it as much as we'd like to, you know, but we try.
Oh, yeah. I got one more question for y'all. Did you see the new Tupac hologram, and what did y'all think about it, if you've seen it?
Yeah, I thought it was great, and we're actually working on it. We found out it cost $100,000 for Tupac, so what we're doing is we're trying to get, like, a $50,000 hologram of something weird, like just an elbow or maybe an ankle, you know, just something weird floating around on the stage. Well, yeah, we were totally impressed.
Yes.
Awesome.
So, look for that.
Shout out to Nicole in Illinois. Make sure you hit up that show tonight if you can. Joliet, Illinois, that's where you guys are tonight at Mojo's with Sick and Intricate local openers. But you also have Big B, Blaze, and Commonwealth Kings with you guys.
That's right. It is
absolutely
a proverbial fuck fest around here. No, I'm just
playing. No, shout out to Joliet, Illinois. I'm sure there's a lot of cool stuff around there.
You know what's not cool is the weed laws here. 2.5 grams and under gets you 30 days automatically in jail. There you go.
Oh,
done.
Don't.
So I'm stone sober. This is me sober.
This is me.
There was something.
Oh, wait, you couldn't see my face.
There was something that Nicole touched on, which is actually really funny, and that was the whole Tupac hologram thing. But you sort of already answered that. Maybe the fans can someday look forward to a hologram Twisted opening for real Twisted. That way they'll get more bang for their buck.
Wow. What we were talking about trying to do is doing Dark Lotus with just me and Madrox and just hologramming everybody in. That could be interesting.
Right. Like a hologram of Insane Clown Posse and Blaze as we go out on the road with our version of Dark Lotus, and then they can hologram us and Blaze for their version, and then Blaze can hologram Twisted and ICP for his version. There could be 3 Dark Lotus tours simultaneously taking the world.
There you go. Holograms taking over the world now.
Right, you know what I mean? It's like, right, what happened to real human flesh and blood?
Technology happened.
That's
move
right.
On.
Move along. I accept it. Move along.
All right, well, you know, moving along, let's go to J-Lock in Tampa, and let's see what's up with J-Lock.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. J-Lock. Tampa, we have some instances there, huh?
Yeah.
Your police
well,
aren't so friendly there, huh?
Yeah, well, whatever.
I
worked
third
shift,
you.
Man. I've been up since forever. But anyway, my question was regarding the VIP packages. I know that this is something you guys don't normally really like to do or haven't done, I should
right.
say. And, yeah, Tex got that going down on his tour right now, too. And I was just wondering if maybe you guys, you know, might have seen that he was doing that and been like, hey, shit's a dope idea.
Oh, shit,
Nicki Minaj is charging $2,000
right.
Just for a lap dance.
Right, it ain't. There's everybody in the industry is doing this shit, bro.
Incubus is charging $400 for 5 minutes, a handshake and a flat.
Right, you know what I mean? Everybody's doing it.
Slipknot charges $250 for 6 autographs and 1 hug.
And the record label was like, why don't y'all try it out, see what happens? We're like,
People demanded it, man. We weren't unsure how it was, and people, like, demanded it. They were like, you need to do this. So we did it. It's awkward. It truly is.
Right.
It's like, you want to give people the experience, and it's like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, very cool. Shout out to J-Lock in Tampa. Actually, he touched on something that's very cool. You guys have been meeting a lot of the fans on this tour through the VIP deal. Have you gotten any crazy things to sign so far on the tour?
Yes, actually. A kidney and a glass jar.
If
you consider that weird. He actually considered it kind of like all
right. Right.
I mean, it was nothing like a goat brain from the night before, but a kidney in a jar? I mean, just the fact that how it was pickled.
I was speechless for a second because I almost didn't believe you.
Right. Well, Blake likes to buy shit like that from people because he has this weird organ collection, and I don't mean like the one with keys. And he's into that weird shit, but they got into like a high bidding war, and the guy wouldn't sell. I mean, he was offering top dollar for this kidney.
Right. Wow. That is incredible. No, I mean,
that's disgusting, but it's cool how you dealt with it with tact, my friend. That's actually a very disgusting collection. Him and that fuck rag from Korn are into some sick shit.
Don't be bringing no kidneys around here.
That's right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Let's talk to Aaron in Seattle. He had an interesting question. Aaron.
What's up, Twisted?
What up, man?
So, I just want to get your guys' feelings, because I know Sescrew is a little bit different than some of the other guys Strange Music has signed, and I wanted to know how you guys personally feel about Sescrew signing with Strange.
You know what? It's not right for you to pigeonhole Strange like that. Strange Music is a record label of music, you know what I mean? And Sescrew is talented as fuck, so they're like, bloop, fuck
them
out.
That's not supposed to be.
Right. I mean, if you just stick to one thing, you know what I mean? Then there's a ceiling, you know what I mean? There's a ceiling. When you don't stick to one thing and your mind is open to creativity and just general awesomeness, there's no fucking ceiling. Right, there's no ceiling. So I think it's genius for them to do that. You know what I mean?
I
think
agree.
It's awesome.
I agree.
All right,
Aaron,
is that a
record named Genius? Yes, he did.
And I got a Chris Calico jersey.
Yes, you do.
All right. Shout out to Aaron for that excellent question. Let's keep it moving to Bruce in Illinois.
Yo, what's
Bruce?
Up?
What up, Bruce? Where's Joey at? Where are you?
Cool. Well, I already seen you guys.
I don't care.
Right.
I seen you guys at Pop Saturday.
Oh, all right.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, you sound defeated.
Right.
I mean, I've been there, done that, dude. On the bigger things now.
No, I've been there like quite a few times to see you guys.
That's what's up.
Thanks for the love.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but hey, that show was great, man. I loved it.
Thank you.
I loved it. Thank you, man.
It was a great show. Plus, Cottonmouth Kings, Big B, Blaze.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what
good.
I think. The ticket is great, man. I think the lineup is awesome. You know what
I
mean?
The lineup was great.
It works.
But my question is what happened to the name for the CD, Exorcism?
That was something that was completely made up by y'all. We never, ever, 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 ever once said that.
Never.
Some kid went on Wikipedia and put that shit, and y'all ran with it.
That's where I seen it at, was Wikipedia.
Yeah, no, that ain't right.
Seriously, the same thing happened a gang of years back when the Great Malenko was about to come out, and somebody did the exact same thing and called it the Red Magician. And everybody ran with that, too.
They had a track listing and everything.
Right, absolutely. They had a track listing for the Exorcism?
Right,
for it. I was like, damn, I wonder how that song's going to sound. I'm asking you, and you have no idea about it either. I'm like, damn, you recorded an album without me.
If you don't hear it from the Twitter or from our website or from our general mouths,
right,
then 95% of the time it's not true.
Bullshit.
So hit us up on Twitter if you ever, like, you know, you got a question that you need answered right now. Hit us up. We'll answer that shit. We'll let you know. I don't want y'all thinking something crazy.
And if it didn't come from one of those sources, call Shenanigans and throw your middle finger up.
There you go, Bruce. Thanks for that awesome question. And to the rest of you guys, stop messing with Twisted's Wikipedia.
Yes. Fuck Wikipedia.
Right. We are not at point.
That's so funny. You guys mentioned the Great Malenko thing. I recall that. That's how things
really
sort of start spreading. Yeah.
Right.
But
do that.
What was that?
I said motherfuckers have a talent to do that. It's like create mass hysteria off of just, you know, an idea or a joke. That was probably a joke. Two kids sitting in a dorm room somewhere, and they're like, watch this. I'm going to make up an ICP title and a track list. And next thing you know, motherfuckers just picked it up like a football and ran with it. Same with the Twisted one. I'm going to make up and there was a physical track list.
Right.
No, yeah, definitely. The same thing happens in the strange music world. All of a sudden, there's magical track listings. Everyone needs
right,
to stop
right.
spreading
these. Right, that makes it look more official.
Absolutely. To our listeners, real quick, if you're just joining us, we've been live with Twisted. We've been talking about their history with strange music and a few other different things, like their new tour. And that's actually something that I want to talk to you guys about, the Chaos and Chronic tour featuring Cottonmouth Kings, Blaze, Big B. How's the tour going so far?
It's going unbelievably well.
Fuck yeah.
It's actually going better than we thought it would go.
That,
you know what I mean?
That's the truest statement right there.
Because you never know. This is new for us. You know what I mean?
Right.
Co-headlining type deal or whatever. It's kind of different.
The last time we co-headlined was what? Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Right.
How many years ago was that?
It was a grip ago.
It was.
Now, that's something that's really interesting that you bring up the whole headlining thing. How did this tour actually come to be? Because I recall this tour being mentioned about a decade ago, but it had a different name back then.
Yeah, it was called Stoned in the Cemetery.
Right.
And what happened? All right, you're going to get some real shit right here. You ready for this shit?
I think we're all ready for this. I know the fans are ready for this.
All right, look, this is what happened. This is real shit. All right, we finished the record. The tour is booked. I'm like, all right, I bust my ass. I work my ass up. I'm going on vacation. I want 3 days of just nothing. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, son? You know what he's saying? So, I go to this fucking sweet-ass plushed-out hotel in the middle of fucking Saints Row, and I'm hanging out, and I'm in a fucking hot tub, right? Smoking weed. Getting high as fuck. And all of a sudden, I couldn't breathe. And I mean, couldn't breathe. Like, try to catch your breath, and you can't breathe. So I'm running around this fucking hotel room, thinking about jumping out of the window because I'm on the third floor and I'm going crazy. I can't breathe. I'm about to pass out.
I can't believe you're saying this.
Right. So I'm running around a hotel, motherfucking asshole, naked. People are like, what the fuck is going on? And they call the fucking hospital and all that shit. Ambulance comes and gets me and come to find out that I have this fucking disorder that I just found out about. And it was so fucked up. I was in the hospital for a couple weeks, and that's why we had to cancel the tour, because I wasn't right.
Oh, wow. That's
nobody knows
that.
Nobody
yeah,
knows
I was about
that.
To say.
You're not going to say nothing, right?
I don't think a lot of the fans know about that. I think a lot of the fans thought there was more controversy surrounding it.
Nah, man, they want to make it more what it is. You know what I mean?
If you can, just keep that between us. Don't tell nobody.
I don't give a fuck.
I hear it. It's cool. No, my man is an adult. He had a problem. He handled his problem, and we moved on like some motherfucking productive superstar.
Right.
That's right.
Did you want to hear something crazy?
I'm addicted to shit.
About 5 years later, the same thing happened to Jamie.
It's true.
Without all the nakedness.
Right. I was fully clothed when I had my breakdown. Nevertheless, I'm better now.
Now, what's really interesting about that actually reminds me, there's a verse that you spit on. I don't know if it was a Fright Fest release or something, where it almost details something like that.
Yes, indeed.
I
try to share, but you know what I mean? Sometimes people just don't give a fuck. They're like, I don't give a fuck. You should have fucking been here. And I felt terrible, but I would have felt a lot worse going out charging people for money and just fucking them over. You know what I mean?
No, well, we're all glad that the tour has
really
come
to
be.
Right, well, if you're not at 100%, then you can't give 100%. So that's the law of physics, motherfucker.
Right, and it's like we're not fucking construction workers. So if we were construction workers, we'd have bad backs and bad arms, and we're not fucking sports athletes, and our knees ain't all blow out. We work with our mind, you know what I mean? So every now and then, and again, I guess you overwork your mind, and it shuts down like a bad back or like a fucking...
Reset my shit.
Right.
Reboot my shit.
And that's what happened. It ain't nothing major.
Oh, well, there you go to all the listeners. We got that question a lot today. And directly from Twisted, you have it answered.
The infarction because of the infarction.
Everything is better not with treatment and medication.
Speaking of the tour, this is something that I really wanted to get from you guys because you guys are all, you know, you are in a group, but you're into your own things. I know, like, Madrox, you're into, you know, comics and superheroes and all that kind of thing. And Minoxa, you're known for your own things as well. When you guys are on tour, what are the essentials that you each need to have on tour with you?
Essential things we need to have with us on tour.
Juggalos.
Juggalos. Absolutely. That's the top of the list. Food. We need to be hydrated at regular times, so water and other liquid amenities.
The hooves of an Eastern European llama.
Right, little Easter butter lambs. Like, because we just left before Easter, so we bought a bunch of them with the little clove eye.
Yeah.
Anybody who's ever eaten those at Easter time, they're little Easter lambs with clove eyes. We just have to have a lot of those. Sometimes we like to grease up doorways and stuff and shove a bunch of people through them and they come in handy.
And 2 free passes to the Bunny Ranch in Vegas.
Right.
That basically gets us on the road.
Essential.
No, excellent. Awesome. Shout out to the Bunny Ranch and out there.
Shout out to Hotch Michelle.
Yes.
This is your Pauly baby.
Oh, stop it. Holy shit. Look at.
Awesome. Madrox, there's something I just touched on a little bit, the comic and the whole superhero thing. Is that something that you're still into, and how much are you into it?
Oh, I'm into it a lot. I love it.
Dude, he's wearing a Batman cowl right now.
I love it, dude. I'll always be into it. It's my thing, and will always be and forevermore. Straight up, I love it.
Very cool. That's something that actually we share in common, so I really wanted to ask that because I myself collect a lot of comics, so definitely very cool.
My thing is, it's not so much the fixation with the comics. The comics is what led me to what I like, but I'm like all about like the toys and the movies and cartoons and shit like that. I'm not a good reader. I have ADD, so you know. When I read shit, that's why comics are good, because I can look at a lot of pictures and still get the story.
I'm more into porno.
Yeah, well, sometimes, but now, through the advent of porno, there's superhero porno.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know about this?
I did not. You know what? I did not know about superhero porn.
There is a Batman XXX porno, which is top shelf. They are making the Wonder Woman and Superman one. I mean, I'm just saying. Do superheroes have any boundaries? My answer, no. Thumbs, 2 of them blazing hot.
You ever heard
of
The Sopranos?
Are you guys backing up on the superhero porn?
Pornos, what is it?
What's up?
Say it again?
I said, are you guys stocking up on the superhero porn?
Oh, yeah. No, I actually just started the collection with the one Batman one, but I was told that there was an actual Superman and Wonder Woman one in the works, and there was, like, all types of, you know, like, sci-fi theme, like a Star Trek one and shit. I just think that's fucking hilarious.
Fucking Godzilla fucking Mothra, dude.
Right, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, in porn, it's pretty much, you know, penis and peach penetration. So it's like anytime you can take that and upgrade it with a little costume and, you know what I mean?
I only watch girl-on-girl porn.
All right, fair enough.
I'm trying to learn.
Right.
Thing.
Oh, I'm wondering how many of our listeners are up on their superhero porn, actually.
They've been asking me about it for quite some time, so when I actually found out about it, I was late in the game. So it appears I wasn't the last one on the line. You, in fact, were behind me.
Yes.
That's okay, though. That's good to know, because we got to keep ourselves in the loop, man. Without us, what are we going to do?
Man, you're caught up now.
Yes, exactly.
There's something really cool that I wanted to ask you guys specifically, because I know you were there when it happened, and it's a story that comes out of Violent J's Behind the Paint. And there's a section in it where he talks about being in WWE or WWF as it was at the time. And there was
right.
a situation that occurred backstage between Jamie Madrox and Kane. Now, we've all read Violent J's perspective of this, and I want to hear what actually happened from you.
It was, I don't know, I was hype. I've always been a wrestling mark. I've always loved wrestling. So when I was hanging out with those guys, they were like, come to wrestling. And I'm like, okay, bet. So I went there, and I was trying to, like, keep in all my inner fanboy, so to speak, and trying to be cool. And then we went into this. There was a bathroom. We're not going to call it a locker room. It was a fucking bathroom. And there was the Headbangers at the time, Mosh and Thrasher. I don't know if you know them. There's bald dudes with the kilt.
I don't.
They were asking me if I knew anybody that I could get crack from for them, and it, like, really got me nervous, and I was like, wait a minute. I don't know anybody with the grades to drive crack all the way out to Grand Rapids, so that was weird.
That's a long drive for us.
That's a long drive for anybody with an 8-ball. You're talking about time. So anyway, and then we went into this other room because I told, you know, Joe and Joey, I'm like, look, man, seriously, I don't know if they're trying to be dicks to me or whatever, but...
That's Violent J and Shaggy Too Dope.
Right, I'm sorry, yeah. It's told Violent J and Shaggy Too Dope, I want to go into another room because I'm feeling uncomfortable. Like, I don't know if they're fucking with me about this whole crack thing. So we go into this another room, and there it was. It was like out of a movie that had the little light shining down it. It was Kane's mask. So I walked up to it, and I turned around, and I looked at Violent J and Shaggy, Joe and Joey, and I did that and put my hand in front of the mask, and I had his mask on. And then they were, like, shaking their head at me, and I'm like, what, it's not fresh? And he was standing behind me. And let's just say he wasn't happy. And I don't give a fuck, because that was awesome. I had his mask on. Yeah, yeah.
He actually got an infection from the sweat that was inside of it.
It cut me on the way out, and I got this big irritated pus bubble.
Right, so, yeah, there you go.
I had to put some glyal oxide and some A&B and bacitracin on it. Nevertheless,
oh, man,
it was pretty fresh, but they were impressed at the fact that I had the grace to put the mask on. He was very pissed that I put the mask on, and it'll forever go down in history as one guy's fucking awesome conquest to put on some other famous dude's mask.
Yeah, no, it's an awesome story. How many people can say they put on Kane's mask? I mean, I don't know that I would ever try that out, so.
I mean, he's had a million of them since then, but at the time, that was, again, you know, when wrestling was, like, completely out of control. It was, like, fucking, you know, nonstop freight train, but.
I actually stood over the mask and gave it some beef stew when he was done with it. So there,
yeah,
Kane.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that smell? You smell what this rock is cooking?
Sorry, shit.
Oh man, I hope Kane's not listening. So.
Yeah, and if he is, you know what?
I'm not afraid of you.
Listen, and seriously, the realest shit in the world. There were two uber cool wrestlers.
Yes.
And
we were
able to meet, and this was one of them at his height, and the other one experiencing his height. X-Pac.
Yeah.
Was one of the coolest motherfuckers ever. Today, I'll go on record as saying it. Everyone else. You know, we were introduced to was like, whatever, go fuck yourself. X-Pac came over, was like, man, it's a pleasure to meet you guys. We're glad to have you here. Just total hospitality, total cool motherfucker. And The Rock, believe it or not, Rocky, my man, pleasure to meet you.
Right, he just walked over like, you know, hey, how you guys doing?
But he was in supercell mode at that, keeping in mind he wasn't the electrifying superstar we now know as the Tooth Fairy and so on and so forth, or G.I. Joe or whoever, what, when, now. But then he was just, you know, first getting his,
right.
First getting cut up, and he was not Nation of Domination anymore. He was the Brahma Bull, eyebrow raising, trailblazing, cookie bacon, don't be forsaken.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely, man. That's I think a lot of people forget that you guys were around a lot of these people.
Man, we were around all these
they
motherfuckers.
Were cool, man.
I call everybody out. I don't give a fuck because I don't like wrestling, so I ain't got no count. You know what I mean? I don't give
a
fuck.
We seen Jerry the King Lawler's old balls before they were old.
Yes.
And they were still old.
And they were out in the open, and wrestlers will get naked in front of you like you're a fucking chick, and
yes.
I don't like it. There's too much penis in there. I had to leave, not because I was afraid of it. It just had a weird smell to it, you know, and I wanted to get out of there, and they kind of got offended by that, and, you know, so the road has been paved, and here I am on one side and wrestlers on the other.
True.
Well, here you guys are. Wrestlers belong on that side. You guys have obviously done well for yourselves anyway, so.
Absolutely. Holy shit.
On that note, real quick, I want to get to at least one more caller here who has something very cool to say to you guys, Gina in California.
Okay.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Gina. What up,
Hi.
G?
What up? I just had my wisdom teeth removed, so it was nice to hear you guys. It's nice to talk to you guys today.
Yeah.
When you guys came to California for the Week of Weirdos tour. I'm still fucked up from this.
All right.
I just wanted to say thank you because me and my friend Amanda, we came up and bugged the bus because we didn't have tickets, and we thought we were going to get in, and so we rolled up blunts and told you to come smoke with us, but you were cool enough to give us tickets in, and we wanted to say thank you since we didn't get to see you guys afterwards.
Oh, you know what I mean? That's awesome. Well, you're very much welcome. We try to do what we can do. If we could fucking sneak everybody into the building, we would.
But sometimes we get in trouble.
Yeah, right? We tried that, the clubs get mad, and we just kind of take the bone. But, hell yeah, you know, we try to do as much as we can for you guys without getting us thrown in jail or getting y'all arrested or getting a bad rap for anything because,
sure,
Lord knows, we got a bad rap already.
True.
Oh, you don't even know how much it meant to us. It was awesome. It was so cool. And I can't wait to see you guys when you come to Anaheim or Hollywood. Me and my friends haven't decided which ones. Are you guys going to if since it's Anaheim, are you guys going to end it or is Cottonmouth going to end it?
I don't know. I'm kind of tired of headlining right now, so by the time we get to Cali, I want to hang out, you know what I mean? So we might just let them headline. That's their hometown, you know what I mean?
Heard you were going to do, so.
Yeah. But we're not
cool,
sure.
Well, you'll definitely have to come hang out with us this time, for sure. But thank you so much for letting us in. You have, like, no idea. It made our night.
That's awesome, man.
Hell yeah.
All right, Gina in California, thank you for that. I wanted to make sure she got to thank you guys. Very cool of you guys to have done that. You know, as we wind down here on the Strange Music Podcast, I wanted to ask you, is there any last thought that you want to give to the fans out there listening, whether it be the tour that you're on right now, what you guys have going on next, anything?
Yes, this is what I want to tell everybody, that the record is coming. The CD is coming. It's called Abominations. And as soon as we have a tentative release date, but as soon as it's in stone, everybody will know, and you will have one day to get this CD, because I'm telling you, it's going to get yanked off the shelves. This will be yanked. This shit is out of line. It's the greatest shit we've ever done, and it fucking crosses every fucking line we could cross.
Wow, that's major.
Yes. Yep. So you'll have a day to get it before the world figures out we need this shit off the shelves.
Well, there you go. For all our listeners, it's confirmed. He's telling you guys that the record's coming.
And it's called Abominations. And if you look up Abominations, it is something that invokes hate. And that's what we do. People look at us and just hate spews. So what better title than that?
Absolutely. That sounds very cool. And if you are listening, whoever you are, the Wikipedia people, do not make up fake track listings.
Yes. No. If you don't hear it from our mouth, like I said, 95% of the time it's a lie.
Well, you know, guys, as we wind down here, I just want to say thank you for joining us today. We were really excited to have you guys on. Obviously, the Prozac album is coming on Tuesday. Fans are going to get to hear you guys on that.
Y'all gonna get that record? He's got like 25 videos for that shit.
Motherfucking ain't right.
He ain't playing.
Yeah, he's been dropping videos left and right for that record.
Right. He drops videos like people change clothes.
Right.
You know, that shows you a motherfucker's hustle.
So.
Absolutely. The fans feel the same way, man. A lot of the cool videos. Shout out to Prozac. I know he's out on the road right now, but Paranormal drops on Tuesday. Shout out to Steven, and you're going to want to hear Twisted on that record, believe me. Again, guys, Jamie Madrox, Monoxide, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for
having us, Matt, for real.
Definitely. I really hope that we have you guys on here again. And to all of our listeners, thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening in. A lot of you had some great questions. Remember to check out the Chaos and Chronic Tour coming to a city near you. Visit Twisted.com for more info and tour dates. And also be sure to pre-order Prozac's Paranormal featuring Twisted dropping next Tuesday, April 24th.
And then like a month after that is Chris Calico. And you can hit us up on Twitter. Our name is Tweet Me So Hard.
Yeah.
It's the greatest name on Twitter.
Twisted.com.
And that's about it, man. Yep. We're about to go in and do a meet and greet and get some eats. And then rock the shit out of Joliet.
Fuck yeah.
Absolutely, guys. Good luck in Joliet tonight. You guys heard it. Calico's album is after Paranormal. Check it all out.
Yeah.
You guys know you want more Twisted.
Fuck yeah.
So
more,
as always.
More. Not
as always. From Twisted, from myself, remember to keep it strange.
Strange music.